Welcome back to the deepest experience of the Ride the Wild Horse meditation. Now take three slow deep breaths, paying attention to how much movement you experience in your chest and belly as you deeply inhale and exhale even more deeply. Sit comfortably on your sit bones with your back and arms supported as you continue breathing deeply. Clear your mind of thoughts and focus on your right hand, slowly making a tight fist hold. Let go. Direct your breath into your right hand, focusing on the sensations you discover in the skin, muscles, bones, and joints of your right hand. Focus on your right arm, gradually tightening the muscles in your upper and lower arm. Hold. Let go. Directing your breath into your right arm, relaxing it, and focusing on the sensations you discover in the skin, muscles and bones of your right arm. Now focus on your left hand. Slowly make a tight fist and hold. Let go. Breathe into your left hand, relaxing it, and focusing on the sensations you discover in the skin, muscles, bones, and joints of your left hand. Focus on your left arm, gradually tightening the muscles of your upper and lower arm. Hold. Let go. Imagine your breath entering your left arm as you relax it and focus on the sensations you discover in the skin, muscles and bones of your left arm. Focus now on your right foot and ankle, gradually lifting all the toes of your right foot up. Hold. Let go. Relax and breathe into the sensations you discover in the muscles and bones of your right foot. Focus on your right leg and slowly squeeze the calf and thigh muscles of your right leg. Hold. Let go. Breathe into your right leg, relaxing it and focusing on the sensations you discover in the muscles and bones of your right leg. Now focus on your left foot and ankle, gradually lifting all the toes of your left foot up and hold. Let go, melting and relaxing as you breathe into the sensations you discover in the muscles and bones of your left foot. Focus on your left leg, squeezing the calf and thigh muscles. Hold. Let go. Breathe into your left leg, relaxing it and focusing on the sensations you discover in the muscles and bones in your left leg. Focus now on your pelvis, stomach, and lower back. Squeeze and hold. Let go. Relax and breathe into the sensations you discover in the muscles and organs in your stomach, pelvis, and lower back. Next, focus on your rib cage and upper back. Squeeze and hold. let go. Relax your rib cage and back. As you breathe and focus into the sensations you discover in the muscles and organs in your chest and upper back. Finally, gradually tense the back of your neck, head, and face. Include your forehead, jaw, and the many muscles around your eyes, nose, and mouth. Hold. Let go, experiencing the sensations you discover in the skin and muscles in your neck, head, and face. You are now going to explore the deepest meditation. Continue breathing slowly and deeply. If you are feeling emotional distress, focus on these feelings for your point of departure. Or you can very briefly recall a distressing experience to prime an emotion you want to address. Scan your body for the exact spot that holds the strongest sensation. It may be any part, including your legs, stomach, chest, or face. When you locate this spot, direct your breath into it, allowing the experience to deepen and intensify. If the feeling becomes uncomfortably strong, open your eyes and use the sensory skill you developed practicing quick stress relief before continuing with the meditation. Your attention may wander, but each time this happens, gently bring it back to the place in your body that feels the most intense. Be gentle and patient with yourself, even if you frequently become distracted. If a feeling moves from one place to another, direct your attention to the part of your body with the strongest sensation. If, as you approach a sensation, you go numb, experience the emptiness and let this feeling of emptiness become your focus of attention. You may find it helpful to imagine that your breath carries the message, permit the sensation or allow the sensation. You may want to notice if a strong emotion seems familiar. If you felt this way before, if you have, you may ask, how old is this sensation? How often do I feel this way? Don't analyze, just notice and immediately go back to focusing on your experience. Remember, you can always open your eyes and use the sensory means you discovered practicing quick stress relief to calm and center yourself before going back to the meditation. Focus on what you're feeling internally and ride the experience until you hear my voice again in about 20 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you.
open your eyes wide, stand up, stamp your feet, shake your hands and arms. Focus on your surroundings rather than on your internal feelings. Notice that even though you may still be sad, hurt, or angry, colors are brighter, sounds clearer, and you may feel more energized. You're more relaxed and alert. Distressing emotions may stay with you for a while, but they won't interfere with your life, provided that you don't think about them. Making the shift from an internal to an external focus is a very important part of the process. You were just paying attention to your feelings. Now pay attention to your surroundings. You won't have to stop feeling to do this. Just stop focusing on what you're feeling and redirect your attention to the world around you. There's no benefit to spending more time exclusively focusing internally. Don't forget to talk to another person today or tomorrow about the experience you just had. And appreciate yourself for having the courage and commitment to do this important work for your own sake and the sake of others. Keep practicing this meditation until you are comfortable experiencing strong emotions in a variety of settings.